This is the second part of a three-part series. We're talking with John Simonson, the president of Flooring Web Solutions. Retailers in general, I mean, everybody with a website in general, a commerce website, should be updating and upgrading their website on a regular basis, it would seem to me. I mean, that would be sound advice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you definitely want to upgrade continually. I mean, you don't want to stop. I mean, there's things going on all the time. There are changes all the time. There are changes, you know, for instance, we're doing all the time to their our custom content management system that I built over 12 years. So, I mean, over that period, it's constantly changing, and then you make it mobile-friendly with responsive design, and then you add new features and everything that retailers can use. So, I mean, it's updating your content, updating your information, not just on the website, but also, you know, let's say the business directories with your store hours when they change, or stores that are, you know, longer in business, new stores you've added. And those all have to be on your website as well as on the business directories, things like that. So there's constant changes you really need to be making and be aware of.
I mean, and you offer that service. You offer that service to your clients.
Yes.
So
yes, absolutely.
And that's not only on their site. You upgrade that. You put new content on it, but you upgrade all these various listings that you were talking about.
Yeah, and I mean, then there's, you know, if they want a blog, which I really encourage, a blog, and if they want other type features, you know, whether it be a house, you know, some of the social media for us to post images, everything, a house or Pinterest, things like that, we'll do. And you really got to work with the dealer on that because you want it personalized. You don't want it, you know, just
everything the same. Yeah.
I mean, for instance. Yeah. I've seen others using blog companies out there, and you see a blog where they published about how to clean your hardwood floors. I mean, that's one of my pet peeves. I mean, how to clean your hardwood floors. You know how many times that's out there across the internet? I mean, you could lose count of how many times somebody's written about the general how to clean your hardwood floors. So, I mean, why not write things that are more pertinent today about new fashions? You know, Shaw came out with a new line recently, Lifeguard or something like that. Why not talk about that, you know, and the new Lifeguard warranty or, you know, some from Mohawk Smart Strand or maybe one of the hardwood floor manufacturers with some new designs, some new products or eco-friendly products, you know, whatever. But, I mean, see what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot to talk about that would interest your customers and link back to your site from the blog. That'd be more interesting than, you know, talking about how to clean your hardwood floors or laminate floors.
Yeah. Now, in terms of content, as it relates to the search engines, we're talking about written content, right? I mean, obviously you want images on there, but the Google search doesn't respond to images, as I understand.
Well, they in a way they do. There are signals. There are lots of signals when Google. I mean, in an image is an alt tag. It's hidden, but that alt tag used to be where you'd mouse over and you'd see a little text pop up over an image, you know. Or if you had images turned off back in the dial-up days, remember those days?
Yes, I do.
In the dial-up days.
I miss that sound, to tell you the truth, you know, John?
Yeah. I'm sure we can get it on your phone for you. In the dial-up days, you could, you know, things were so slow and you didn't want to wait for images, so you turned off images so they wouldn't load just the text. And then you would see this alternate tag called the alt tag, which is the text showing you what was this picture that you're not seeing. So you could have in that picture, let's say a picture of your store, and in there the alt tag says, you know, carpet store in Calhoun, Georgia. So that text is in there for the search engine to read. Now, how important that is for the search engine, because it is hidden text, you know, how much that weighs with them, nobody knows. But it can't hurt, because Google really wants you to put something in there describing what
this
picture is.
Now, we're talking unique content. Just so I understand this, if you have a site and you write the stuff and you put it up yourself, nobody else has ever seen it before, that is going to help you score higher on a search than if it wasn't unique. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it should help. It's one of the things that can help, yes.
Okay.
Right.
Now,
I mean, you also got to get people finding it, you know, and liking it and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, that's better than having something that isn't unique.
Oh, absolutely. Hands down.
Now, John, once a retailer updates the content on his site, how long does it take for Google to recognize that and have them respond in your rankings when they, you know, when somebody searches?
Well, first I'll qualify that by saying I've read recently that seems that Google is mentioned somewhere, I can't remember where, on one of the Google blogs or something, where, or on Twitter, about they've speeded up the Google bots coming around crawling. Okay, but I will say this, that when you make changes on your homepage, they'll show up faster on Google or, you know, in the search results than your interior pages. The further in your interior pages, it just takes longer. I mean, you can't, and then how often you make changes, and I think I've mentioned before, you take a forum where you have a message board where you're constantly making changes, and I've monitored those in the search results and on a really popular forum where people are constantly posting messages. You can take text out of that message, do a search, and within an hour, you'll see it in the Google search results. Why? Because there's content's constantly changing, so Google's constantly coming back crawling that message board. Now you take a dealer site where he only changes once a year, once in a blue moon. How often do you think Google's crawling that site?
Yeah.
Not very often.
I
Why
see.
Should they? There's
so the anything. More you change it, the more they're going to respond to it.
Correct.
I see. So how often would you recommend a retailer make changes to their site? I mean, obviously as often as possible, but what's a good time frame?
Well, number one, you know, why not post different sales every month? Just get used to doing sales every month, which you're also posting on your home page and on a sale page. Now you're changing your home page every month, talking about different sales. I mean, I don't understand why dealers don't have monthly sales. I don't care whether a manufacturer has one or not. Dream one up. Make one up. Sundry sale, padding sale, 10% off on flooring, you know, over so many dollars. I mean, a lot of things you could do. So, I mean, but constantly having sales to keep that in front of the customer.
And a blog as well. You had mentioned a blog earlier. Is that?
And then I was going to say the blog is another great tool that you can add on and constantly do, you know, one, two. You want to be consistent. You know, if you're going to do one a month, then do one a month. Do two a month. But, I mean, then be consistent on it every month. You know, what we'll do is we brainstorm at the start of the month, okay, what topics are we going to do? And then figure out some topics, get with where I'm doing an outline, and then get with the copywriters that do a better job than me, writing it, tweak it, get approved by the customer, post it.
I gotcha.
Month, that's, you start with, okay, what are the topics this month? And what you're trying to think of is based off of what do people ask all the time? You know, what are they asking about when they walk in your store? What they don't understand, what they need help with.
But the more you do, the better you are, basically. Twice a month,
well,
whatever.
I mean, let's face it, the search engine is based on what? Content.
Yeah.
If you're constantly putting up unique content and you're constantly putting up new content, it's going to get followed. It's going to get, you know, Google coming back, and they're going to use it based on, you know, what the content's all about and the search results. But if you don't have any content, there's nothing there for the search engine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, makes sense.
So, you know.
Now, people who shop, about 90% of them, give or take, spend some time on the internet. I don't know what the number is, but it's somewhere in that area. So it makes sense to really put your best foot forward, no question about it, on the internet. Now, retailers used to spend lots of money on the yellow pages. They still spend, I suspect, some on newspapers, radio, TV, direct mail, and other areas. Now, just for the sake of argument, suppose they used to spend $5,000 a month on all these types of media. Now that we're in the digital age and 90% of these people, and 90% of the people who are going to buy floor coverings more than likely go someplace on the internet, and that affects where they're going to buy, what percentage of that $5,000 should they now spend on the internet, including developing and upgrading their sites on a regular basis?
Well, I mean, where's your targeted audience today? I mean, it's a fragmented, the media is fragmented. You know, you have some still using yellow pages, you still have some using newspaper. You have some, you know, maybe radio, okay, and some on television. So, I mean, you got to look at all the different medias, and then you have the internet. The beauty of the internet is that you can not only, you can change it so quickly. I mean, once you do a newspaper ad, that's it. It's static. You can't, you know, you can't have a ask us questions, contact us page, you know, all those different things you can on the internet. So the internet's really become a way for so many people, you know, smartphones, desktops, iPads, to search and find all kinds of information about you, about your products, about your suppliers or whatever, you know, get answers to their questions. And so it also can support those other medias by saying, okay, yeah, you got a newspaper ad, learn more by seeing us at, you know, whatever your website address is.
Yeah. Now everybody knows it's important and getting more important. It just seems to me that it's neglected. You had mentioned that retailers don't a lot of times have a monthly sale. They don't go back and update their sites. They don't spend the money that they used to in other areas on their presence on the internet, and it seems like they should. So what percentage of their budget do you think that they ought to direct towards digital?
Well, today, I mean, it's, you know, I would say 50% of their budget.
Okay.
Unless there's something rare or radically different. But, I mean, I know dealers who spend tons of money on newspaper ads. The newspaper company comes in. They're used to it. They've done it for years. Hey, Joe, what do you need today? You know, what are we going to run this week? Here's your options. We'll put it all together. And they're paying big bucks for that. And yet they won't spend that kind of money on the internet.
Yeah.
You know, they just once, oh, we got a website. That's all we need. We don't have to do anything
and forget
else.
About it. Yeah, well, that's the impression I get from a lot of it. Now, a custom website versus a formatted site. Now, a formatted site being one that looks pretty much the same for a slew of different retailers. Talk about the wisdom of a custom versus a formatted site.
Well, I mean, you know, the custom site really is out to tell your story, your unique story, all about you, your customers, your employees, your installers, why buy from us, products you carry, and you can make it very unique with unique keywords in, you know, the different cities or areas you cover. So you can do a lot more, your project portfolios, and you can make it look so unique like no one else's. So you can really have a very unique experience. I mean, that's what we try to do on each one of them, is give them a, you know, really talk to the dealer. And it's hard because, you know, even with the templated sites, they want to drop it, get it done, get the dealer out of there, get them paid, you're done, boom. Where we draw out, it can take several months because we're trying to talk to the dealer. The dealer's busy. One the other day, we're trying to wrap up. John, I've been really busy on a big project. I'm like, okay, understand. Let's get the site live and everything. And, you know, we ended up getting the site live, but it took several months before we got it done, tweaking it, making it the way they want, having a review it and everything. And, I mean, that's just part of the custom project. It's not an overnight deal. It's not a cookie cutter. Mm-hmm. We can click. You know, what they don't realize on a lot of the cookie cutters, they can click, click, click in a half hour, and they're charging you $3,000. And it's like, click, 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 boom, $3,000. Next, click, click, click. And it is all duplicated, where that's not necessarily going to help you with the search engine or your customer. It's not giving them a unique, really unique experience. And that doesn't mean that you can't make it more unique, you know, if you want to go in the back end
and do it
work
yourself. Yeah. This is going to conclude the second part of a three-part series. It features John Simonson, the president of Flooring Web Solutions.